It is time to do our weekly road tripping segment here. We're going to stay here in the northern part of the state today with Bob and Mark.
On the road again. Just can't wait to
so,
get on the
is
road
this
again.
Willie or Lucas?
Oh, because his son sounds so much like him.
I'm enjoying his stuff, too.
I see what you did there. I'm thinking, Lucas. No, it's Bob and Mark. It's Bob Grove and Mark Wade. And they decided we're going to go up Provo Canyon today. Mark, nice to have you. How's your week?
Been great. Got a little sunburned up Provo Canyon yesterday on Sundance Ski Resort, so... Other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, good. You got in while the sunshine was out because it looks like it's going to snow for most of the next week. And, Bob, we talked last half hour about your adventure this past week. Thanks for sharing that story with us with Jason Nelson.
Yeah, that was a great little treat. It's one that I'm going to be going back to more often, and I'm looking forward to the wildflowers and blooms coming out here in the next few weeks.
You guys are already into the spring and summer mode here, Mark. You decided to focus on Provo Canyon, starting with the blue ribbon fishery that it is.
Yes, you know, as long as we've got good weather out there, it's a good place to get out and fish for some trout. And it's flowing well right now. I was looking at Bridal Veil Falls yesterday, and it's not flowing heavy yet, so the spring runoff hasn't hit us yet, has it? But it should be good right now because the water, I think, is pretty clear.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while before we can get out doing tubing, but I've been up there in the middle of summer and see a lot of people. I've actually done this once in my life, and my grandson at the time was just scared to death of the whole experience. I'm not sure why. But they do some tubing and some rafting down the Provo, which is always fun.
It is, yep. And you know you'll get large groups of people just floating together, making these big cotillions, if that's the word, of tubes all hung together, and they're just having a great time splashing each other and going down, and there's a lot of smooth spots on the river, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, and by the way, that canyon, the lower part of that canyon, I think is way underrated for its beauty. Just so majestic, and Bridal Veil Falls is perfectly placed there with all of the rocks and the greenery. And if you haven't been up or don't spend enough time in Provo Canyon, think about doing that early this year.
And a great bike path.
Oh, absolutely.
All the way down. I've ridden that bike path a couple of times.
Yeah, that's the Provo Canyon Parkway Trail, I believe.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
but get dropped off at the top by the dam, though.
So you do it all downhill?
Yeah.
That's an easier way to do it.
You know, I went down the river one summer on tubes. Yeah. We went down together. Actually, it was in a raft. And we went down, and there's a big rock along the way, and we weren't prepared for this, but I think they have it planned. Two or three really big guys. I mean, these are sumo wrestler guys. They're waiting for the next tubers or rafters to come by, and then they do cannonballs into the water. Yes, soak you.
Catch the wave. You know, we drove up that way. I'm trying to remember where we were coming back from. Maybe it was just a back door from skiing at Deer Valley one day. But anyway, we came back down, and I'm surprised, Bob, at the water levels at Deer Creek State Park. It's going to be another great year there.
You know, we weren't sure what we were going to get this early in the winter. We thought, oh, no, here we go. Big winter, little winter. But it's come out okay. We're above average statewide, I believe, you know, with our snowpack. So I think all our rivers and watersheds, our reservoirs are all going to look good again this year. I did notice, though, there is a big difference between this winter and last on the Virgin River. I was looking at the water flow through Zion. We're not even half of what they were at this time last year. Although our snowpack is really good, but that just tells us how amazing it was last year.
They're still expecting Lake Powell, and that's a big body of water, to come up by about 6 percentage points, which is good news. It's still not going to be pre-pandemic levels, but it'll be back to where it was last year. I just want to mention, too, Deer Creek is more than just boating and fishing. You can do camping there, and there's a zip line park that I haven't tried yet. Sundance Resort, we still got a couple of weeks, Mark, to get some spring skiing in, don't we?
We do. April 7th is their last day. And, you know, I stood there yesterday with some of their marketing people up on top of the mountain. You could look to the south, and you could see all of Utah Valley all the way to Mount Nebo. You could look north. You could see the tram of Snowbird, and you could see where Deer Valley is. And you everywhere you looked was just an incredible view, but you've got this Mount Timpanogos backdrop. And it almost felt like, Tim, I was standing in Europe.
Yeah.
In the setting there. It's this quiet ski setting, 2,100 vertical feet of skiing, six lifts. It was nice and quiet. And so, yeah, get out and get some spring skiing in. And if you can't do that, it's summer is coming. And Stuart Falls and the hikes to Stuart Falls, they've got some wonderful private hiking trails right at Sundance.
Yeah, we had them on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I always feel like I need to apologize because we just don't give them the same attention that we do some of our other resorts. But it is, without a doubt, one of the prettiest spots of any of our resorts in Utah. And highly underrated when it comes to food and just atmosphere up there. It really is something. Bob, I know you wanted to mention something about the website. We always want to make sure that people know where to find you guys and follow up on some of our suggestions here each week. Tell them what's going on with the website.
Well, Mark and I decided, you know, that road tripping with Bob and Mark is a long website to remember and if you put in a G or not. So we same website, doesn't change. Website's the same. But we're giving it a different name that hopefully will be easier to remember, and that's Road Trips West. RoadTripsWest.com. They'll go to the same place where we've always been. We have more information on there than we've ever had before, so check it out.
And if you ever need anybody to figure out URLs and how to name a website, these two guys have lots of road behind them when it comes to that. All right, so it's Road Trips West.
That's correct. With the S, Road Trips West.
I got it. All right. Hey, Bob and Mark, thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, you bet. To talk to you.
All right, we'll take a break. We got news on the half hour on the other side. Sarah Sherman joins us. We're going to do a little trip up to Snowbird. We'll go up a little Cottonwood Canyon this time instead of Provo Canyon, so don't go away.